delighted to be joined by George Esteban, CEO and Managing Director of FAMAT Sampling, based in Switzerland, an engineering company designing and manufacturing sampling solutions for the chemical, pharmaceutical, food and bulk industry. Hello, George, and welcome to the Pharma Tech Talks podcast. In this episode, we'll be talking about current manufacturing trends and a focus on contained sampling of products. So to start with, can you tell us a little bit about the company, FAMAT?
Good morning, Christian.
Morning.
My name is George Esteban. I started in the sampling world a long time ago. I started with BR. BR is the sister company from FAMAT. They are handling samplers, but for liquid and gas. And I was in charge of the sales and business development for 8 years, a little bit more. And then we had the opportunity 3 or 4 years ago to take over the sampling division to a company named FAMAT. It's a Swiss company. And we created this company, FAMAT Sampling SA, just nearby where BR stands. We are sharing the production and we are manufacturing all the samplers in the same area. You know, the sampling world is really interesting because it's always challenging. We do not only sales valves, but we are quite always challenged to find a customized solution. So part of the development is given by our customers that ask us to find a solution for a specific problem. And that's why we have so many products, so many solution options or variants. Our salesmen say to us that they feel that they are never updated because there is always some new products that are coming from the field.
Yeah, it sounds like a really varied sort of challenging sector of the industry, and you seem like you have a lot of experience in there. What would you say are some of the current trends in sampling systems?
In the domain of sampling, we are seeing an increase in the demand of contained sampling, which we can achieve with your help, with a charge point speed butterfly valve connecting with our system. It's true that we offer a large range of sampling system types for different needs in pharmaceutical industry, in chemical, fine chemical, and also the food industry more and more. And in 95% our system, 95% of the application, our system are installed in process equipment like reactors, like dryers, grinders, or mixers. The sampling valves has often been and it's still overlooked in the specifications, although it's a crucial element in such equipment. Its function is to take a sample for analyze in order to validate the correct processing of a product, of a production. Even if it's used periodically, sometimes they use it, they take a sample one per day or one per week or one per month, and it takes only a few seconds to take a sample. But it's an accessory that should not be neglected. You have to imagine that it's an element that allows the opening of a closed environment that normally should remain closed, just to take a sample, to grab a sample out. So this is a risk in both directions. The risk for the operator, please, first, who may be exposed to a potential dangerous product, but also a risk for the product, which may be altered because you can change the condition when you are taking the sampling. You can change the pressure, you can change the temperature, and also because the product itself, the reactor, can enter in contact with oxygen or other particles or dust. So you understand this is a great challenge to take something out, but remain in the same time the complete system closed. And this is why, in order to protect the production, more and more of the customers are turning into contained solutions. It starts a long time ago with the APIs producer. APIs is an active part of medicine. It's a very concentrated product and very dangerous. But nowadays, the customers specify same kind of system also for more current products, for which it's important to keep them clean. And the charge point split butterfly valve allow us to make our system compliant to EOB4, EOB5 containments also. This is a level exposure limit for powder handling. It is measured in milligram per meter cubic. So this is the concentration of the powder out of a closed system. Our samplers act as an insulator between the reactor and the split butterfly valve. Once the sample has been collected into our samplers, then we close the access to the tank, to the reactor, and this is where the charge point valve come into play, allowing us to transfer the product into a vial or a receptacle without any diffusion to the outside.
So it's a really critical step, protecting the operator, but also protecting the product quality. What do you see when you are integrating these systems into other applications? What are the best practices for integrating something like this?
I would say collecting safely or transferring safely, and
only a few manufacturers
avoiding waste.
Take the risk when it comes to sensitive and dangerous production.
In some production, ASOP analysis is conducted to validate the installation before you start the production. ASOP, it comes from AS, like hazard, and OP, like operability analysis. This is a method of analysis which allows an installation to be qualified by identifying and evaluating the situation which may represent a risk for the personnel or the equipment, and the implementation of adequate means of prevention. So it can be thought, it can be through a process or by the use of a certain equipment or option. So depending on the degree of the exposure defined, several market solutions are discarded. At FAMAT, we have developed a solution for what we call error-proofing device, like Pokayoke, that remove the possibility of operator error. We have system to lock different functionality depending on the risk. Can be to prevent to remain the valve closed until there is no vial bottle connected to the valve, or reverse, not being able to disconnect the bottle if the valve is not closed back. We have all the solution with pneumatical drives, with detectors to prevent an intrusive movement inside the reactor during the movement of the propeller of the reactor to avoid the collapse, the contact of the piston with the propeller. If I take the example of the FAMAT and the charge point EOL system, it's not only protect the operator from exposure, but it's also prevent the operator from taking more than the wanted amount, even if he forgets to close the sample in time. In fact, the charge point valves allows the product to be blocked in an airlock between the FAMAT valve and the charge point active part. And this makes the system quantitative and avoiding overfilling of the bottle, which would be very dangerous to handle once you disconnect the system. And of course, you will have to eliminate the excess of sample. That is not also easy to do.
Yeah. And a bit of a two-part question here, George. What changes do you see happening in the future of processing equipment? And, you know, do you have any predictions as to how these changes, you know, might impact the sampling industry?
Anyone who is remotely interested in industry today will have heard about Industry 4.0. This industry of the future corresponds to a new way of imagining the means of production. is an interconnected factory in which the employees, the machines, the products interact. At FAMAT, we are being asked to automate more and more our system, adding detectors to inform the position of each element, to interact with all the devices that are installed in the same equipment, so the dryer, the reactor, and sometimes to monitor the process itself. We need to integrate probes in our system that will analyze the right moment to take the sample, depending of the pH, the humidity of the powder we have to sample, or the temperature or the pressure. So we are more on this graphic on the first step. We are in the monitoring phase. Then a PLC takes the decision to permit or not an action, taking in consideration all the data that we have given to it. The PLC centralizes all the production information with multiple data inputs and thus allows the entire production equipment to be controlled. The interactivity between our valve and the charge point makes the solution complex and requires more and more sensors that we have to implement onto our system and your split butterfly valve in order to validate one position to allow another, and vice versa. So we end up sometimes with solution, with system that are even more expensive than the reactor itself.
Okay. And so, you know, just based on your answer there, what ways will you see automation impacting the sampling equipment, if any at all? It sounds as though there is a bit of a relationship already there with the communication from the software. How do you see that going?
Yeah, FAMAT, we are basically a pure precision mechanics company. And automation had led us to specialize in areas other than mechanics. Sometimes we have to rely on electrician, electronic specialists for what requires wiring, certain sensor or detectors, and even automaticians to create customized pneumatic control panels and all the logic that is inside. However, for the moment, the movement towards automation is still not widespread in sampling, or at least not everywhere in the world. We have more demand in Germany, in Switzerland, for example. But this may be not general for the moment, because the sampling is only done a certain times during a production. It's not a repeated action that you are doing in the production. So this is probably the reason, but it is gradually being introduced for certain application, and more often the process requires regular sampling through the day, or when the customer wish to sample from distance, for example, for the safety reasons.
Okay, and from your experience, what are some of the common issues you see for sampling systems, and how do you go about addressing those?
You know, when you are working with powder or slurries, the problem or the challenge are multiple. Unlike liquid, which has a greater ability to flow without resistance, the powder or the slurry can present a real difficulty to remove from a reactor. There are several characteristics that play a role in the flowability of the products. A powder that is not dry enough, or that can be sticky, or a slurry that is sticky or that can solidificate in place, means that there is never a one-size-fits-all solutions to meet the requirements. So we are sometimes forced to turn down the request that seems too difficult to fulfill. Maybe often the customer are looking for solution with a little dead space as possible. The dead space is a volume or a cavity in which a tiny part of the product could be lodged during the sampling and remain for a long time. So it could degrade and mix the next sampling and thus distort the quality of the sampling. in this case, the sample is said unrepresentative or not 100% representative because it is mixed with the old product, and we call that a cross-contamination. So the clean design of a sampling and also for a butterfly valve is essential to avoid this problem. FAMAT developed a patented solution called the EPT that stands for Expanding Piston Technology. The piston in the closed position has the ability to inflate, to expand in order to stick to the inner walls and assure the tight seal. This is an innovative construction that offers the advantage to eliminate the O-rings. You know, the O-rings, you have to machine some grooves. Inside the grooves, you can have some product that can stay and create the cross-contamination. So you don't have any more the O-rings, at least for all the wetted parts, all the parts in contact with the product. You have to add to that the O-rings can be damaged during the production. So consequently, it can generate contamination because they can fall inside the reactor or they can create dust for the production. And this contaminates the production.
And you see things like pressure as well. Is that always a concern? You have pressure and maybe materials of construction as well, George?
Yes, but we are not exposed to so much pressure. Liquid, yes, we are more used to propose product PN40, PN100, but generally for the powder, we are in a reactor. It's never less than 10 bars, but 80% of the case, it's atmospheric pressure, 1 or 2 bars, no more.
Okay, so the pressure is alleviated by the time you take the actual sample itself.
It can be, yes.
Yeah. And the materials of construction, is it always stainless steel, or do you end up using more exotic materials as well?
More and more we are using Asteroy because the customer need more versatile equipment. So they are doing very more and more short batches. So they use the same equipment for different products. So they select the most compliant, the most the better quality of material. And Asteroy is known to be more adequate for products that are acid or very basic.
Just a slightly different pace, but we've seen an extensive growth in the CMO market. Has that affected the sampling equipment at all?
You know, historically, our valves are distributed through EOMs. The EOMs buy the samplers from us to integrate them into their equipment, so the reactor, the dryers, the mixers. Or the customer prefer to specify with us the sampler, and then they ask the EOM to buy it in order to be able to validate the complete solution, tanks and accessory. And the CMO markets allows for specification of process product types. For us, this means that the URS, the user requirement specification, that are more detailed than a company itself, because the company handles several different products and they change batch very regularly. So they are less specialist for a certain product. CMO are more specialists. So having one specialist who knows well the specification of the products allows us to respond with the closest technical reply specification and to propose them a product that is well adapted to their problematic.
Well, thank you so much, George, for your insights today. It's been fantastic talking to you. Where could the listeners go to find out a little bit more about FAMAT sampling?
But first of all, thank you. It was a real pleasure for me. Thank you for letting me share a part of this exciting business.
No problem.
If you want to know more about you can see there is our website, FAMAT Sampling. We have also some video explaining our systems and some problematics on YouTube, and we have also, you can find us on the LinkedIn channel.
Excellent.